The police officer who arrested Jules Mekus for the murder of Napier schoolgirl Teresa Cormack in 2002 says he despised the cold and calculating killer and won't be mourning his passing. Corrections has today confirmed Mekus, who had brain cancer, died in Rimataka prison on Friday. Mekus abducted and raped six-year-old Teresa before burying her body at Whirinaki Beach. Former Detective Sergeant and now Napier City Councillor Keith Price was his arresting officer. He spoke to our reporter Robin Martin, who began by asking him what his reaction was to the news of Mekus's death.
I'm not too sad. I mean, I don't wish death on anyone, but he was a pretty horrible man, and I don't really have a lot of time for him. What he did was horrible.
What can you tell us about how that case unfolded?
Oh, well, there was the her body was found on Whirinaki Beach, and then about 14 years later, as a result of DNA, we identified him and arrested him and charged him. And he was found guilty.
What was the development then that enabled you to get a hold of him?
Just the advancement in DNA profiling. We had samples, and then they were able to identify or get a profile out of those samples, and subsequently we identified him as the offender.
And had he always been a suspect?
He was a suspect. He was nominated by a police officer in Lower Hutt as a person we should look at, and then he was a suspect, which we couldn't tie into the times, but blood was taken by Detective Barry Searle in those days, and that subsequently went on the records.
And how had he managed to avoid being arrested until the DNA evidence was able to nail him?
Well, he just denied it. He denied it. We didn't have enough to charge him with his denial, but then when we had the DNA profile, we had plenty.
And what are your memories of him? Did you interview him?
Yes, I did interview him. A horrible, cold man. He's very, very calculated, non-emotional, cold, and just denied doing anything. So, I mean, I don't think you need much more than how cold he was.
And what were your feelings when you were sitting across the desk from him?
Well, I would have liked him to have told us all about it and admitted to it, but he was just hard work, very hard work.
And did you have any interactions with the family? How do you think they would be, you know?
I guess you'd have to talk to Kelly, and I think that this would just be something that you would live with forever. I don't think you'd get over it.
Has it stayed with you throughout your career, and then on into, I guess, the present day?
Oh, it's something you think of. I mean, I'm just so pleased we caught him, and once we'd caught him, he's never been out. He's never had any freedom.
It was kind of like a watershed kind of case, wasn't it? How did it? Can you remember how it kind of, rocked the community there back in the time?
Oh, I think it was a turning point of people feeling comfortable about their children walking around the streets. It was a real turning point. People were pretty shocked. I mean, your kids just walked to school in those days, and then all of a sudden, people just didn't feel comfortable with their children walking to school or being out in the streets.
And that was our reporter Robin Martin talking there to Keith Price, who was a former detective sergeant who arrested Jules Mekus. He's now a council member.